So we all know a lot about marsupials. I mean, there's many of them. There's the Tasmanian tiger, the Tasmanian devil, the wombat, and most notably the kangaroo. But there's one thing that they all have in common, and that's that they are found in the country, or in the continent of Australia. But today we're going to be looking at an animal that, or at a marsupial rather, that's not from Australia, but instead is in America. And y'all might know it, y'all may, and simply because it's one of the most known pests out here, I guess. But you're going to see they're not really a pest. With that being said, welcome back to Talk on the Wild Side. My name is Will, and today we're going to be looking at the Virginia opossum. So basically, some quick facts about the Virginia opossum is that they've been around for 70 million years, so they're one of the oldest mammals here in the history of the world that are still alive. So to put that in perspective, the dinos went extinct around 66 million years ago, which means that these guys basically survived the mass extinction, which is always a good thing. It's always something that's always really good. So today we're going to be looking at everything that's known about the possums. We're going to go into detail about everything, and then we're going to go into why these guys are really misunderstood. I mean, a lot of people don't like opossums per se, and that is because of many, many myths and stuff that that really hinder their likability. So yeah, we're gonna start things off with their outlook, their appearance, and then we're gonna go into like some other stuff. So we're gonna start off with their appearance. So we're gonna start things off with their tail. One of the big things about their tails is that many people think that they are incredibly sturdy. They're very strong, and since that we a lot of times see opossums or possums in general hanging from the trees with their tails. And you can, it's mostly seen in like TV shows, mostly like and movies. Biggest one that comes into mind, you know, Ice Age with those two. But and that is just not the case. And the main reason why I say this is because that they just don't have the strength in their tails. I mean, those are like, if we look at the tails, they're very tiny. And not only that, but they're just not that strong. I mean, yeah, they use the tails to hold on to the tree that they're on, the branch and all that. But they don't really hold on like to sleep on. I mean, that would just be like them strangling onto all their weight, and then they just fall and die in their sleep. And it's kind of like us if we were to sleep like hanging, you know, like hangman style. Yeah, no. That would not be good. It's basically just like that. Another thing is that they have a thumb, but not really. It's a pseudo thumb. The scientific term is a hallux, which basically they use to like grab onto the tree branches. It's another way for them to hold on to trees. And it's also just another way for them to hold on to a lot of different stuff. Not only that, but they also hibernate. They also hibernate a lot. They don't really hibernate. They just go to sleep for a long time. It's a form of torpor, really. But they basically, what they do is that they burrow themselves into holes, and they just spend their time hidden in there during the cold. And they do this to like not get frostbite on their like earless, like their hairless ears or feet or tail. And if you look at the picture, you can easily see that they don't have any sort of hair on those specific body parts. And not only that, but we can also tell easily that they are gray and white, and we're going to get into the white, their white heads in a little bit. But basically, they have a gray body, white heads with like little black tips on their ears, which is really cute. They have a really lovable face. Here's a picture I got of one of them back in like 2021, like last year. It's really cute. But one of the biggest things that this is one of the first big myths that's being myth busted right now. But it's the fact that they they reproduce with their noses, and where the female will sneeze out the babies into her pouch, which is basically 100% not true. And this is because this is simply because the only reason why this is a myth is because a lot of times the scientists who were looking at this misidentified the male's sword, in a sense. They saw their sword as a type of nose, which is not the case. Their sword is forked, basically. So there's like that. Yeah. I don't know why I'm going into too much detail into that, but yeah. So here's the question. Here's a little question for all of you guys. And that is, what habitat do opossums live in? And there are four choices. A, there's deserts. B, there's swamps. C, there's rivers. And then D, in your garage. And we'll return to that question within the after the break. So we're back from the break. I hope you guys were able to figure out what it was. If not, that is okay, because I will tell you guys the answer. And that answer was B, the swamps. And the main reason that is because the trees, you know, they rely on trees their whole life. So they just need, and it makes the most sense. I mean, they also need a lot of water, so rivers is also good. And the in your garage part is mostly a joke, and it's also a reference to one of the bigger myths that that really affects them. That gives them a really big bad reputation towards their downfall, almost. A lot of people see them as a pest for many reasons. And we're going to look at two of the biggest reasons why. There's not really much, but there are three main reasons why that people see them as a pest. And yeah, for the first one, it's their diet. The first big thing is, again, yeah, their diet, simply because they eat carrion, which is dead meat, and dead meat is oftentimes found in trash bins, almost let's just say expired meats will go bad, and then you have to throw them away, and then yeah, they'll eat that. And they're just overall, like, they eat a lot of trash, and we find them in trash cans along with the raccoons, and we just don't like it. And that just leads to a lot of people not having a good liking to them. But in reality, they're some of the most important creatures out there, and well, in the ecosystem, simply because they eat all the dead meat. They're kind of like vultures, in a sense, where they'll, like, eat the carrion, all the dead meat off the road, all the roadkill. So they're really important for that, but they're not as extreme, because they can fly. They can't fly away. I mean, all vultures can. They're more of, like, a scavenger type, like, in the forest. They're not really... They go onto the road. And that's one of the big reasons why we can find them on the road, is because they try to go get all that roadkill within that's on the road, which is a death sentence for them. And it's really sad, honestly, yeah. But, but that's the first reason, their diet. Their second reason is because of the misconception of that they can carry rabies. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, this is not true, and I'll tell you why. And that is because their body temperature is simply way too low to even carry the disease, which is a good thing, because you wouldn't be able to tell that they're infected because of their white heads. And that's what I meant by, we'll get to the white heads. I don't know if that made sense, or I don't know if that was clear, but... Basically, their white heads, a lot of people will sometimes mistake the white heads for them having rabies, which is simply not the case. I mean, as I said before, they are not possible to carry the disease simply because their body temperature is way too low. So that's the second reason. And the third reason people consider them as pests is, again, roadkill. Basically, a lot of people see them on the road, but what a lot of people don't realize is that, or they, like, when they find them in the backyard, they think they're dead, so they, like, throw them away, or, like, they full-on use them as food, or, like, a source of food for animals, which is not the best thing, because I'll explain why. Basically, they do a lot of different defense mechanisms, some which include growling. They'll defecate, they'll piss all over themselves, they have a lot of different ways, basically. And one of the biggest ways that people know them to do is play dead, which is basically say play possum. That's where the quote comes from. That's where the saying comes from. But basically, they'll freeze up, and, like, all their organs will stop functioning. And they'll just go into, like, deep sleep, almost. But not really. So they'll go to sleep, and it's not only a defense mechanism to get them away from predators, but it's also a defense mechanism in just trying to not look alive. And that can sometimes be their downfall, especially with scavengers like vultures. They'll pick at them, and they'll sometimes not wake up, and they'll just eat them. And that's not good. And not only that, but there's also some opportunistic feeders, like wolves, bears, they'll also come in, and some birds too, they will come in and just eat the dead possum, which is bad. And we also do the same by throwing them away, or by actually killing them without us knowing. So yeah, that's the third reason. So the three reasons are, it's carrying, the rabies misconception, and their ability to play dead, which are all, they're all good defense mechanisms, they're all somewhat good adaptations to their surroundings, but overall they're not good in the sense that we mistake them for things that are not true, which is sad because they're really cool animals, and I really enjoyed being around two opossums and within the past 2 years, and it's something I really enjoyed, and it's something I hope that people can get to understand, that opossums aren't as bad as they think. They are really important to our ecosystem. And so my final words are, never judge an animal by their appearance, or don't judge anyone by their appearance, really. That's basically it for today. I'm just glad I'm doing this again. It's been a lot of fun. It's something I've been planning for so long. But yeah, if you guys did enjoy this video, hit the like button, subscribe, or follow the podcast. You can find the different podcasts on like Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and now on YouTube. So yeah, it's always good. Just follow me on Instagram, and all sources are in the link, are linked below. So yeah, that's all for now. So until next time, y'all, this has been Will. And remember, cherish nature and all of its beauties. I'll see y'all next time.